This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Tonight in the Eastern Conference, we have a couple of playoff games. Let's start in Philly, where the Heat are in town. Sixers laying 5.5. The Sixers minus 210 on the money line. The Heat are plus 170. Your total is 208.5 at BetMGM. This spread has ticked up from Sixers minus 4.5. The total is up from 207.5. Thank goodness I have a basketball expert here, Nick. I'm surprised my handicap doesn't say ask Nick a question, but let me ask Nick a question, which is what's going to happen tonight.
First off, I hate that this is the matchup. I hate now there's a chance that obviously both teams can still make the playoffs because the loser of the 7-8 still gets one more shot against the team that wins the 9-10 matchup, the Hawks Bulls, which that game should not even be going on. Neither one of those teams deserves to even be talked about as a playoff team. The Sixers are a better team than a 7 seed. They're 31-8 with Joel Embiid in the lineup this season, 15-27 when he's out of the lineup. He's averaging 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists in the 5 games since he came back from injury right now. This Sixers team could, I don't think they're as good, could be the biggest threat to the Boston Celtics and could knock them off if they're at full strength, if they're healthy. I like the Sixers in this game. I think the Sixers cover the 5.5. I like Joel Embiid's points. I took the over on his points. Tyrese Maxey, points, rebounds, and assists. He has been on an absolute tear. This is a great opportunity for Maxey, who has been really, really good against the Heat this season, too. He's averaging 27 points, 8 assists, 6.5 rebounds in all 4 games that he's played against the Heat this year. 30 points a game over his last 5. He's got a 52-point game that he just had recently. He's on a really hot streak, although I thought that about CJ McCollum, who was, and then last night he was completely non-existent. So we know how these games change everything up. But, like, as much as I also have I have a futures Eastern Conference Finals winner for the Heat and for the Sixers. So, like, I like both these teams, mainly because of the value. It's like the Celtics, there's no value. They're minus 175 to win the East. It's worthless at that point. I'm not going to lay all that juice on a team that, like, that's worthless. So the Heat and Sixers are the two teams where there is value there. I hate that they're playing this early because the Sixers are going to win this, and then it puts the Heat in a spot where they've got to win or they're out of the playoffs. But whoever they play, if it's Bulls, Hawks, they beat either one of those teams. So I think the Heat come in as an 8 seed. Then they play the Celtics in the first round. And, well, let's be honest, they made their life hell last year.
Yeah. I keep going back to the idea that maybe, just maybe, this number is too high. I'm a big fan of Coach Spo and his ability to get a team ready. Now, Nick Nurse is no slouch either. If you're making the case for the Heat, they're 7-3 in their last 10. Now, the Sixers, I know, have won 8 straight. But can you make the – I think you can make a pretty strong argument that the Heat, based on the fact that they went to the finals last year, based on the fact that Jimmy Butler tends to raise the level of his play and loves to go against the Sixers, his old team, which it's weird to think about Jimmy Butler playing for the Sixers.
I know. I know.
Strange, right?
It's a very short time there.
It was a short time there.
Boy, did they make
a mistake. Yeah. And then – but – I understand why the money is coming in on the Sixers because they have looked so very good since Embiid has returned. And we talked with Keith Pompey yesterday, the Sixers insider for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he was saying Joel Embiid isn't 100%, but he's good to go for the playoffs. Does that give you pause at all?
It does. And listen, I'm not one to be comfortable fading the Heat in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And again, the play-in tournament counts as the playoffs for me. I think most people at this point kind of look at it that way. And I do have that thought in the back of my mind of, like, this is the Heat. But remember, the Heat, last year in the play-in tournament, were almost eliminated.
Yeah.
So, like, they struggled at the beginning of the play-in tournament before they went on their run. So, The Heat missing Terry Rozier, he's not going to play in this game. That's a big loss for them. Yeah. They added a big scoring punch with him. He struggled early on when he got to Miami, figured things out. It's been great taking the over on his points for a while. He was an auto bet for me for a while. But this Heat team, at least on paper, is better than what they were last year. Mm-hmm. And if you have Tyler Hero healthy, who they didn't for most of the playoffs, if Terry Rozier is back, he's not going to be for this game. That is a better team. Missing him tonight, I think, is going to be a problem. Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, yeah, he's a different animal. But let's also remember, Jimmy Butler's actually struggled scoring the basketball at the end of the regular season here. So it's, okay, is he playing possum? Is he just chilling before the playoffs? Yeah. Or is that going to be... That's why I hate this game. I wish they weren't playing each other, because I like both of these teams. I think both, again, I bet both of them to win the Eastern Conference. So it's tough. This may be an opportunity. If it goes above 5.5, and even with the 5, I've not bet aside... The 4.5 to a 5.5 movement for the Sixers may be a little bit much, where it gives me pause, and maybe you take Miami at plus 5.5. But if that number starts shrinking, I'm going back to Philadelphia. We'll see where that kind of moves today.
I think that's probably the right call there. When I saw it at 5.5 this morning, I thought, look, we're still essentially talking about a playoff game, even though I know it's the play-in.
It's playoffs.
It's the playoffs, right? Hawks and Bulls. Oh, I think I'm also contractually obligated to talk about this game.
Ugh.
How is this a playing game? Bulls -3.5 at BetMGM. The Bulls are -155. Your Atlanta Hawks. Who's Atlanta Hawks? No one's Atlanta Hawks. They're +125. Total is 221.5. That has come up 3 points from 218 and a hook. Are you buying the idea that now that Trae Young is back and healthy, and that the Hawks maybe needed some time without him to develop more of an identity, but now they put him back in the lineup and they're a better team and they can cover this number?
Trae Young shot 29% from the field and 22.7% from three in the two games against the Bulls this year. And the Bulls are not good at defending the three.
No.
That's one of the advantages that Atlanta has, is their ability to knock down shots.
Mm-hmm.
But against Chicago, Trae Young has not shot the ball well at all. Now, that's something that's the one advantage that Chicago has in this game, on top of the fact that the Bulls out-rebounded the Hawks in two of the three games this year, and Atlanta's thin in the front court. They got three guys. Sadiq Bey, Onyeka Okongwu, and Jalen Johnson are going to be out for this game. Those are three guys that are really important to their rotation in the front court that now makes it thinner, where Chicago's already dominated them inside, outscored them in the paint. They've out-rebounded them, and they've made Trae Young's life hell shooting from the outside. That's the reason why I like Chicago in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks are a team I haven't trusted since they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. The day that Trae Young, the following season, after they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, the day that Trae Young said, oh, you know, we got a taste of that, and we're just a little bored in the regular season now. I said, that's it, they're done. This team is done. If their mindset after going to one Eastern Conference Finals is, oh, yeah, we're a little bored, we're just ready for the playoffs, you don't have that right. You've not established
yourself
as a team that deserves to be that way and have that mindset. And ever since then, if you look, the Hawks have regressed every single season. I don't trust Trae Young. I don't trust the Atlanta Hawks. I don't like the Bulls, but I like the Bulls over the Hawks in this game.
Do you have a side on a total? I love the over yesterday, because both of these teams are over teams. Now, the Hawks, when playing at home during the regular season, I believe were the second or the top over team in the NBA. But before we go to break here, how much impetus or emphasis do you put on the playoffs tending to be lower score because defense tightens up?
Games get officiated differently. Mm-hmm. You tend to let it be a little bit more physical. It's gone from 218 to 221.5. I would probably not touch the total.
Yeah.
But I would have leaned over, and I did lean over at 218.5. But it's moved now to that 221, where it's a little bit... I'd rather just take a couple of props there instead. Maybe fade Trae Young in this.
Yeah.
Go under on his points or something along those lines. Just given the fact of where that number's moved now, it's the scoring is going to be different in these playoffs. Plus, the NBA wants that to be the case, because remember, they changed the way they officiated in the regular season because teams were scoring too much.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.